have a list. I've been on my phone of like podcast conversation starters. But I haven't been like checking them off as we do them. And Teal got me all paranoid that like I don't know if we've done them or not.
I've got an original. Do you guys have any aspirations for this new year?
Wow. That's a good
one. I don't think we've ever talked about it before.
I think we are. It is the new year when we're recording this, so we should talk about it.
Every year is a new year. It's new every day.
I wish we hadn't pointed it out on air and could just do it three times in a row.
Let's hear some of your other ones.
Okay, this is one. If you had like unlimited resources and talent, what kind of band would you make?
Oh,
what?
Shit.
Orchestra.
Yeah. You would be like a maestro.
A maestro. Yeah, I would be a maestro. I'd make the thing I made up true.
Nice.
You make an orchestra sweet. Of conductors and conduct the conductors.
I would want to get all the bands I've ever been in to play in one giant band.
Supergroup, kind of?
Yeah, Skizzers plus yes. Jarred Jellyfish plus Big for Nothing.
That'd be pretty cool.
Plus Stillsy.
Oh, and Stillsy. Yeah, no, I'm cool on that. But yeah, I've got Tyler in Big for Nothing. I'm vibing.
Nice. You took the good part.
Yeah, I can't. Three bassists. I would want Double Trouble back, whereas Andrew and Gabe both playing bass in a band, which is basically redundant.
Yeah.
Almost always.
I don't think I've ever heard a double bass band, actually.
You did it in high school or in middle school?
There's some metal bands that do it, and it kind of functions as like actual sound craziness if there's two bassists on either side of the stage with big sound.
It can be good, yeah.
Isis. The band.
Oh, I know Isis. The crazy lady who used to come into Video Library who was always wet. You remember her, Danny?
She didn't like me. She liked you. You were a beautiful man with a slight issue.
Yeah, that was my favorite like compliment I've ever received.
What?
A crazy lady tried to... well, okay. A crazy lady tried to steal Harry Potter movies, and I walked out and was like, "Hi, did you forget to like rent those?" Because I just saw her walk out with them, and she's like, "No, I know him." And she pointed at Jared through the window, and I was like, "Well, what's his name?" And she goes, "It doesn't matter."
Wow,
he's a beautiful man with a slight issue.
Oh my god, that is a 99. That is a critical success.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Well,
she got away with the Harry Potter movies.
Right.
Oh, she really? Put a. Yeah. She took a one of those like binders, like a school binder, but one of the ones with the zipper on around it, and she put it over her license plate so I couldn't take a picture of it, and then she drove away.
Wow,
smart.
Bro.
Yeah,
she didn't want to be on a podcast.
She had pants in her hair. She had a pair of sweatpants entwined into her dreadlocks. This is great.
Well, she always did. It was, and she was always soaking wet. It was
infinity evolving. She did not like me at all.
What is happening right now? What? But she did give me like my favorite compliment I've ever gotten.
Yeah, pretty great.
Slight issue. Is she referring to your eye?
She didn't elaborate. But
it could be a whole bunch of slight issues.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's so cool.
He's a beautiful man, though. We can all agree on that.
I'm so jealous. It's a beautiful man, but so anybody else band? Morgan, what kind of band? I don't know what kind of music you like, really.
Yeah, what's the question? What kind of band would I be in?
Would you
unlimited talent and resources? If you could be in any kind of band.
Unlimited talent and resources.
You know, just make whatever you want it be in the world, you know.
Whoa. Yeah, I don't know. It would be something kind of like weird and big and like slight issue
weird and big.
That's weird and big.
It would be like, so okay, wait, I have to hold on.
Let's have you heard the new album by Weird and Big?
it's called Slight Issue.
No, have you heard the new genre? It's this new genre of music. It's called Weird and Big. I've been listening to a bunch of it.
I've been trying to listen. My Spotify recommend is all weird.
Yeah,
I've been trying to listen to the Akira soundtrack for a long time because I like the Akira soundtrack. And
it's very good.
It's not available on any digital platformery. Like, it's not on YouTube and it's not on Spotify. And I went to go
to your boy.
Buy it. And so I now own a CD, a physical copy of a CD of the Akira soundtrack, because that's the only format I could find it in. But the only CD player I have is in my truck.
So you just drive truck around.
But that's not the point. The point is something like a combination of the style of music that's sort of happening on that album with nice. Did you guys listen to any Negative Land? I know you I told you
about it. Yeah, I listened to a little bit of it.
Oh, the like soundscapey word.
The like sound collage. Yeah. Stuff like that. I would want to bring together like people who are pushing experimental music in different directions and see what they did with each other. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Get weird and big, you know?
Weird and big. Weird. I would definitely. I want weird and big too. Orchestra.
I believe in weird and big.
But you know, still some of your welcome comedy vibes.
Nice.
Maybe some like almost like a Bobby Darin, like, you know, like a big band with strings, but like the songs are super absurd.
You get to
absurd.
Be like the lounge singer over it. That'd be pretty. Fun.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
I love that. I saw a video beautiful. Of Weird Al Yankovic conducting an orchestra.
Hell yeah. I love that he actually, like, he doesn't just take the other people's songs. He re-records it all himself. I've seen documentaries like where
he's
like,
amazing.
You know, he's actually very talented.
Yeah.
It's not just that he takes a song that you've heard and makes funny lyrics over it. He re-records everything from scratch.
Oh, yeah. He's a crazy studio multi-instrumentalist.
Yeah.
There's no mistake that he's been famous for 35 years or whatever. Like,
yeah. Still me and Izzy rewatched really you good. At UHF, and he looks identical. Like, he has not aged at all, probably. Yeah. Like, people talk about Paul Rudd and shit. He has not aged at all. And that took place in the 80s, or that was in the 80s. Like, wait.
His first big song was Another One Rides the Bus, which is parodying a Queen song from 1970 something. Like 1979. So he's been doing it for longer than any of us have been alive. And he looks the same.
Yeah.
That's what dumb puns does for you.
Keeps you going. Keeps you young forever.
Yeah.
And accordion music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a shredding accordionist too. His polka jams where he does like a shitload of songs.
I love the Angry Boy polka.
Those are great.
Yeah.
Andrew, what about your band?
I don't know. All my music interest is like nostalgic these days, so there's nothing to be made new.
Andrew would want to be in Mogwai. Shit, just a couple Mogwai.
No, yeah, it's like the coolest bands are already there. Like, there's nothing to recreate. I can just listen to that. I don't know.
Yeah, knock it off, kids. We already did music.
Yeah, put away your instruments, people. Just burn them.
I love new music. Don't get me wrong, but like, I don't have any aspirations to. I've always been a bass player. Like, I always accompanied other people's music, so I don't really. I've written some stuff,
you've written you've written enough music. I could totally see you making incredible. Low style children's albums about climate change.
Oh my god!
Just saying.
Why would you do that? That sounds horrible.
Yeah, it's
I'm not saying you would enjoy it. I'm just saying you could do that.
Yeah, illustrated interactive children's albums. We should start recording them.
Yeah, depressing.
There you go.
Digital, four dimensional.
Let them know what they're up against.
We're going to make four-dimensional emo music for children.
Scientifically accurate.
Here's your future.
That's a great idea. I should get on that. Damn.
All right. That's our new... That's Andrew's New Year's resolution for this coming year.
Much like making children cry for their future.
Okay, you've been cutting me and Teal off before we answered the like.
Yeah, man. Oh, fuck yourself.
Sorry.
It's you to see though. It's over. Yeah, Teal didn't get it. Yeah, and Jared.
Yeah, I want to hear.
Tell me.
First, Jared.
I would want to do like super dancey music, like James Brown, awesome like dance music, but it's weird. It's like if you actually pay attention, you're like, what the fuck?
It's Bobby Conn. You just want to make Bobby Conn.
I want to be Bobby Conn. Yes.
You just want to be Bobby.
Hell yeah. That please do.
I want to be another Bobby Conn and play in Nevada County because Bobby Conn only plays in Berlin for some fucking reason.
I fully approve.
So apparently,
what about you, Teal?
I would get together 50 Mongolian throat singers and I would play a taiko drum and we would all back up Kate Bush. And we would only perform in quarries that were so deep you couldn't see the bottom. And the audience would sit at the edge and listen to our sounds come from the depths.
That's very exclusive.
That's so cool.
I love it. Well, it sounds like it'll be a nice leisurely trip.
That sounds awesome.
That sounds amazing.
I would go to the concert for sure.
Yeah, take mushrooms.
Do it.
Yeah, for 100%.
I am accepting pre-orders.
All right. I got five.
He has a Kickstarter to get Kate Bush.
For Kate Bush.
Because I think she's still around, right?
Yeah, she put out an album in 2013.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, a mere 11 years ago. I think, was she still alive? I mean,
more recent than Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, right, exactly. Or Bobby Darin. Wow. Like, who I mentioned.
Oh yeah, Kurt Cobain's got a new banger coming out though. But speaking of 1999, it's
nice.
Yeah, there we go. So last week, few things happened. The police showed up, only Dewey is aware of this. Lance and Sasha helped Dewey hack into the cameras, so he now can see 5 different cameras of the house. And Newt went into a room alone and met a bunch of people, and now is sitting on a bed with Lindy named Ramona, who's supposed to do the thing. And
what's the thing?
The thing? And everybody else was going towards the kitchen. Yeah.
I wish I went to the kitchen.
Hey, guys, the fuzz is here.
Eh.
The room with the big door with the red triangle on it, is that, does it look like it's in the second story or the first story?
I don't know how you would tell. This room has no windows.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Does it have wallpaper or wood for the walls?
It is actually like white plaster, which is how like the entryway was too, like white, just a brightly lit, like big gold chandelier white room. And this staircase or red carpet going up the staircase.
You guys, there's only 4 cameras in here. Well, I mean, there's only 3 cameras and then there's one outside, but then there's one more camera. And it's on a door. There's a big door with a big red triangle on it. And it's got 2 guys.
How many cameras are there?
There's 5 cameras total, right? Okay. There's 3 hallways, and then there's one with a door with a red triangle. It's got 2 guys with ARs.
Oh, shit.
I bet that's where the hot stuff is.
Copy. Where is it in relation to us?
The cops are here. Oh. I don't know. It's a camera. I'm floating in space. Could be on the second story.
I remember when I floated in space. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, you never let us forget.
Planet Earth is blue and there's nothing.
All right, let's go, Lance. Come on, let's go. Let's get going.
So I'm listening to this while
kitchen.
The things are about to happen to me.
Yep. Ramona's holding your hand very forcefully, pulled you to sit on the bed next to her.
I'd like to do a flashback.
Oh.
Yeah, we haven't had one of these in a minute.
clever.
Exciting. Actually, not that far back.
I killed Ramona in the past.
Easy.
Great continuity. God damn it. don't even suggest that shit.
of the whole team maybe sitting in the van or whatever, coming up with a safe word that is kind of an announcement that you're in trouble.
Oh, that's smart.
What is the safe word?
I'm going to go with back pocket.
Okay. So what do you say? I'll say you have like a, you have some kind of control, like a button to turn on and off your headset, like on your a cufflink or something.
Sure.
Because you guys aren't hearing everything. Like Dewey hears everything, but you're not hearing their whole conversation with Barb and shit, you know? Like,
yeah.
That would drive you insane, kind of. Like,
so. Yeah,
totally.
So, what the... Okay, that will cost you one willpower. And... No, actually, fuck it. That's free. That's free. That wouldn't take any time or real effort. It's just something you talked about.
Yeah, it's kind of, that's why I was like, it's kind of a half flashback. It doesn't really fit the mechanic entirely.
No, you do whatever you want in that. Like, we skip that week, so you can have whatever happened there, and I'll tell you what it costs. It's fine.
Okay. Cool. Well, yeah, I just kind of, while I'm sitting down on the bed trying to be chill, I'm like, this velvet got stuck on my back pocket, and I like try to take my hand away to adjust myself, not that I'm trying to get
Did
away.
Did you just say back pocket?
Lance throws himself against the side of the wall of the hallway and pulls out his gun. He's like, holy shit, Newt's in trouble.
Put your gun away.
Whoa.
Lance, put your gun away.
Okay.
Let's go find Newt.
There's where are you, Newt?
Hey, Dewey, can you get a location on Newt?
I have no idea
where he is. Yeah, you don't know. I mean, maybe you can hear the music.
He's in a very loud room with music in it.
I say, this music is loud. What did you say your name was?
Ramona. Ramona de Breeze.
It is Ramona.
Ramona.
Okay. What was your name, dear?
I'm going to start running down the hallway to, you know, try to listen for big music.
Let me look at you.
My name is Patrick.
Yes, Patrick.
I don't know why I lied.
You gotta remember that now for the rest of the game.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I don't know why you told the guard you'd been there for 12 hours, too. Like, it was like, why? You only got there an hour ago. Who cares?
And misinformation. I was just trying to load him up with misinformation.
It's called chaff, okay?
Actually, I'll reveal this. That saved you from a more intense interaction.
Whoa. Ooh, yeah, it worked. Yes.
Yeah, always lying works sometimes.
I want to
lie to cops. Lie to cops always. Yeah,
needless lying isn't always needless.
You're learning, Morgan. You're learning.
Here's my lessons.
And, she's holding your hand, and then she puts into your hand something like into your palm. And you feel it as a deck of cards. And you look, and it's an oversized deck of cards. You would guess a deck of tarot cards, just being a hippie yourself.
I smile, and, oh, the fine art of tarot. I see.
Yes. Are you a practitioner? And she's, like, running her hand over the deck on top of your hand.
You could say I dabble in things of a pagan nature.
And she, like, clamps her hand over your hand really hard. And she's like, this is very important. Put yourself under the cards. Put your energy. Put your will into these cards. And you look around, and they're, like, in a circle around you, grinning like excited little kids. Everyone at this party, there's no music. The music turned off. That's, like, some point while you were having this interaction. And they all just look very excited. Like, they're, like, nodding. What is your human int?
50.
They seem like it feels mischievous, if not malevolent.
I have a 70 of anthropology, if it, you know, if that helps at all. Ritual behavior or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't guess they're like in a trance. You've seen things like that. They seem they're weird.
I'm feeling like things are getting bigly weird.
You see outside that a cop car or two cop cars have pulled up, and the one of the two guards who was waiting at the door is speaking to the police. The caterers are all still there. They seem to be, they're like picking stuff up off the ground, like tables got bumped, glasses were dropped, and most of the guests have fled. It's pretty empty out here, and you can't see because it's the security camera on the front of the building, like looking out at the party. You can't hear any of this, and you just like they're talking at the end of the drive, so it's like way off. You can see two police talking to the one guard while the other guard stands at the door.
And they're not letting the police on the premises?
No, it seems like they're just talking it out. And actually, while you're watching, you see they like shake hands, and there seems to be some like, it doesn't seem like the guy is in trouble. As like a SOCOM guy, you know, you've seen these kind of interactions. You've done tons of surveillance and shit.
Well, yeah, usually when you're the victim of a drive-by, you're not in trouble and with the cops.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Newt? Or no, sorry. Oh, yes, Newt.
I wanted to say I squeezed back.
Okay. Thank you. So there's a little like a hand squeezing and eyebrow raising happening between Newt and Ramona.
It's like a scene when there's salsa dancing.
I'm imagining it like Xena. If you've ever gone back to Xena as an adult, it's all ridiculous facial expressions.
Yeah, huge eyebrow lifting one side, the rock situation.
Yeah, like everything that's said, it's like angry, happy, horny. Like, just like they shoot everything back at each other for some reason.
There's a lot of good face acting on that show, you're right.
So you're having a little bit of face acting, and the other three players arrive at the door. Where are you guys going? Sorry.
Well, we were trying to find it based on the noise of the music, but that sounds like the music got turned off. So I'm like hurrying down the hall looking for
alertness from all three of you. Then,
so while they're rolling alertness, can I call the Las Vegas? We're in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah, you're actually in North Vegas, which I didn't know was a different town, but yeah.
Okay, I'm going to call the Vegas 911. I guess I'm going to call 911 and report that I assume my phone in the van is not like traceable, but I'm going to report that someone is shot inside the building, that there's somebody wounded in the building from the drive-by.
What is your criminology?
I'm looking it up. Yeah. I'm not ignoring you.
Thank you for the patience.
10%.
10%. Okay. Roll an intelligence. Sorry, I'm making you guys roll for everything, and it's hard to get back in the swing if you don't roll for everything in Delta Green, but this kind of matters. So
I don't know. I was figuring that having the cops in there would make the security guys have a bunch of extra shit to do.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, I'm not like making you do anything else. This is what you're doing. Just roll.
I got an 85 over 75, so it's a fail. No.
All right. You call, and then you're watching the camera, and you see the cop is talking to the guard. And it almost kind of seems like you're just like kind of reading the body language of these little pixely blocks on the screen. But it almost seems like they're like wrapping this up. And then the cop like grabs his radio, like, and clips it and says something, and then starts talking to the guard again. And then, another cop comes out of the car And you see the guard, the other guard who is guarding the entranceway, he walks over there too. And is speaking to the police as well now.
Sweet. What'd you guys get on your alertness?
I rolled a natural one.
Ooh.
Dang.
Oh, that's good in this 40. Game. That's right.
I was successful too.
I got a 17 under 50. So, yeah.
So you round the corner and you heard music, but you round the corner to the west wing of the building and you see four doors. And the music stops like right as you round the corner and you're like, shit. But Lance and Sasha, you hear talking from the first door. And Sasha, you hear everything said. So you hear like, put your energy into the cards. And then Newt's voice like, okay.
I'm just going to bust the door open and start talking like loud, garrulous. Like, ho, ho, hey, what's going on in here? Oh, you know, like...
party, know, in party time.
Roll a persuade or something like that.
Right or behind him, he does a somersault.
So you guys bust through the door.
70-year-old somersault.
Yeah. Like,
fucking the Three Stooges.
Yeah, and Sasha's like, "Do we like, hey, what's going on?" Well, an old man like launches himself into the room, and the weird, enthusiastic guy who greeted Newt is like, "Holy shit!" Like jumps back, like visibly jumps back. Everybody was gathered in a circle around Newt and a lady sitting at the bed, and they all like flinch, like you guys startled the shit out of them.
Newt, what is going on?
Newt, roll an alertness.
Natural two. Baby.
So you look at all this hubbub coming through the door, and you're like, oh, holy shit. And then you hear something, and you turn, and you see Ramona is plunging the syringe gun at your arm.
No!
And she's looking right in your eyes, but you, like, caught her, but she's not stopping. It's, like, slow-mo, like, burn.
Like, are we, like, struggling, like, both hands on a knife kind of a thing?
It depends on what you do. You're both holding the tarot deck, and she's just moving the gun at you. But you notice, so it's, like, your moment, kind of.
Can I grab the tarot deck and stab it onto the needle gun so it can't go through me?
Oh, so you like block the shot with the tarot deck?
Yeah, I'm just gonna slap it onto the needle of the gun.
You know what? You get an extra willpower point for that for more future flashbacks, because that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And what card, the question is what card is on the front of the tarot deck that I stab it through, because that's going to be my cool one-liner.
you block it with that and pull it away as Ramona blinks in surprise, and you see the card stuck to the end of the syringe, just like hanging off the needle. Is
the tension? What's the card?
So you move the deck away, and there's a card stuck on the end of the deck, and you see it is blank, but there is black goo pouring down the card, and it's like spreads over it. It's very strange looking. It's pointed straight at you because she was thrusting the gun at you. So it's like pointed straight at you. And the card was blank. It wasn't a tarot card. It was all white. But it goes solid black.
Because of the gun?
Because of whatever came out of that syringe, yeah.
Mm.
Wait, how do I...
Uh-oh.
Do we see this happening? Like right in front of us.
Hang on a second. Yeah, I don't think anyone else sees that. You guys see, like, because you guys are just you're taking in. Well, what are your alertnesses actually?
50.
40.
50.
Yeah, none of you see this.
All right.
None of you, like, so you just walk in and you see there's like this weird light bunch of shit everywhere, like what I described to Newt earlier. Five people in the room, they're gathered around, and you see Ramona and Newt almost look like they were playing patty cake. They were like holding hands, then like both like put their hands together, and she's holding something and he's holding something, and Newt looks pretty weirded out. Newt, roll a sanity check.
Oh.
First one?
Oh, yeah, yeah, shit. That we do that in this game. Holy shit.
It's been
a regular party so far.
80 under 85. I'm fine.
What?
Oh, you're hyper sane. Shit.
Wow.
Yeah. About yoga.
I just have a bunch, yeah, intelligence and power.
I think that's you have
to say about yourself.
Yeah. Very modestly dropped.
I have the highest number of intelligence and power. That's why I'm the most sane individual.
If Newt is still alive, that's his Tinder profile.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of intelligence and power.
Not a red flag at all. You see that on Tinder?
I have the highest numbers, people tell me. I know.
That whole thing should be your Tinder profile.
Lance shoulders carry and is like, man, Newt, he is the master at patty cake.
He does well.
You look at him go. We've only been here for
10
minutes.
Oh, I'm watching with my eyes right on his hands.
and Newt, she's startled you, but you're not that scared. You're not like unreasonably scared. You're like, what the fuck was this lady trying to do? And then you're like, what the fuck was in that syringe? But it just looks like weird tar or some shit. And you're like, oh god, was she gonna inject me with that? Like, you're like, and the look on her face, she had like a kind of a brief flash of a snarl when all this happened, and now she's like completely like half smiling, glazed look, big shark eyes, just like back to normal, just locked eyes with you.
That's no way to read a fortune.
Oh, it is my way, dear. Who are these people? Are they your friends? Gregarious guy is like, hey, let me pour you guys a drink. How's it going? Oh, you already got a cigar. Anybody else want a cigar? And he's like trying to re-up the party or just.
Yeah, I look up and say, Jimbo, pump the music, pump the jams.
He gives you a thumbs up and turns on Prince, I guess.
Do you have War of the World?
The Batman soundtrack, Prince.
Oh yeah, Bat Dance.
Yeah, and or party or Party Man.
Yeah, both at once.
Yeah, exactly.
And you, the rest of you guys see this weird light show start with the music rigged off of like a torn apart light fixture on the wall.
And can I roll an occult or something on it?
Yeah, for sure. And Jimbo and the two people who were like earlier infatuated with the light are like both like. They're all weird dancing to the music.
I failed.
Yeah, it's weird. it's a weird room at a weird house.
It's weird.
You okay, Newt?
I kind of want to persuade her by like saying goodbye romantically, so she doesn't feel like she failed or like needs anything from me. Or is she like zoned out all the way? Does that matter? I don't want her to chase after me. I'm scared of this lady with a syringe gun.
Oh, I made him horny. Nailed it.
Yes. Sorry. What do you want to say?
No, like a charismatic, like a goodbye lady.
Oh, sorry.
You're doing... You just go goodbye.
You got your off the you're bed. Doing some action right now, dude.
I
so you give her guys. Like, I'll see you later.
I was gonna like kiss her on the hand and hand her my whiskey glass.
Okay. I guess roll a. No, wait. What is your charisma?
Persuade. It's not good. It's 6.
What?
It's 6? Really?
Oh, okay.
I think
that's actually genius. I want this woman to leave me alone, so I'm going to be super horny at her.
I could see it working.
She pulls her hand away, and she kind of looks at the syringe gun in shock, and then looks at the black card, and is just like staring at it for a moment, and then starts laughing, and then she starts fucking cackling, and she's very excited, and she pulls the black card off, and she holds it up and shows it around the room, and the rest of them start laughing really hard. And then she starts licking the card, still laughing. And she's like, "That was incredible, Newt." Or Patrick. I don't know your name.
I look over at Lance and Sasha and Carrie and like wink, like, "Did you hear that? Like, my name's Patrick in this room."
So he seems like he's a horny, I guess, is the impression he's giving off.
He winked at us like, "Okay, you're good then. You said the safe word, back pocket, bro."
No, just Patrick. I like mouth Patrick. That's me.
While all this is happening, Carrie walks away and toward the guy sitting at that table down the hall.
All right, Carrie is backtracking. We will follow Carrie. So he just like walked up to this.
I'm going with Carrie.
I roll my eyes and like I'm smoking my cigar and I'm like, "I'm gonna go see what's up with that." The
Lance weird like
conundrum in the kitchen area.
Lance is saying "beat Nick" really out loud, like trying to guess what Newt
what
is
Patrick
mouthing.
Sounds like. Yeah.
What?
Now, as far as the police go outside, my hope is that the two guys with AKs guarding the red triangle goopy door will be pulled from their posts by the cops wanting to come in. Are they moving at all?
The cops, well, actually, this will take some rolls. They've been talking. You click over, you like it's all on one monitor, so you have to like you just left scroll, right scroll to go between the cameras. So you click away from the one, and you're watching the cops. And
well, I have one of those mice with the ball in it, and because you said it was an iFruit Mac thing, you know, it's got the one big button.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's funny. Okay. Yeah, and you click over, you ball scroll or whatever the fuck.
Scroll your balls.
And you see the cops, they were talking to him, but things have shifted again where it once again seems like the cops are just like almost vaguely apologetic, and that you actually, when you click over, you see them shake the guard's hand. And your impression of the situation is they're going to leave.
Well, okay. Back to the A team then.
Okay. So we're following Carrie, and then Sasha runs up and like jogs up and catches up to you as you backtrack. Do you say anything, or you guys just sneak away from that weirdness? And
I don't know what they were doing in there.
Everyone's just laughing wildly about insanity and licking cards, and I think we can just leave.
Yeah.
I'm just walking out.
Like, yeah, I think we're not really the most the focus of attention, I would assume.
So you backtrack and you walk by the entranceway again, and then you round the corner and you're back on the east wing, passing the hall, the row of doors. You pass Barb and Midge's door, you hear them cackling, and you see the guy at the little table. And as you come up, you see there's not actually one bottle with him. There's three bottles. They're like three fifths of booze. One of them's weird and little and like green tinted, and the other two just look like regulars, and they're all like more than halfway down, and there's a full ashtray next to them and a shitload of lines railed out, and he's sitting, and he's just sitting motionlessly, a lit cigarette in his hand, with sunglasses on, just looking at you as you come towards him.
Hey there, how's it going? You look like you're having a good time.
Yes, party.
Party. Party. Is this the last party you expect to be at? I've heard some rumors. The cops are here. Did you know about that?
Oh. Oh. Okay. Thank you.
He is, this guy is, like, everybody you've run into is at some point of inebriation, even at the party outside. You know, it's a New Year's Eve party. But this guy is, like, blackout drunk. He seems completely gone.
I say, may I? And I point at one of the lines.
And he hands you a straw. Do you have, this is kind of a weird one. does anybody have the skill list handy? Is there like an appraise type thing?
No.
Well, I'll say Carrie knows this just because of the character.
My job is criminal.
Yeah, you're a professional criminal. It's a solid gold Coke straw. It's like a solid gold little like 2-inch tube.
Oh, I do a line. And is there another chair, or is he just sitting there by himself?
He's just sitting there by himself. And as you're there, he starts to fill up the tumbler from the green bottle and then offers it up to you.
Hey, want some?
I do the line, and I take the shot, and I do the Heath Ledger Joker thing again where I throw it behind myself and pretend to drink it, but I don't drink it.
Yeah, he doesn't notice at all. You see him, like, he's pulling out his cigarettes, and he's, like, trying to light his lighter, and he's, like, uncoordinated as fuck.
I help him.
We'll go back. All right, you help him grab his hand, steady him, and help him light his light. Lance and Newt, you guys are in this weird room. Everyone but you two is laughing, unless you guys are laughing, dudes.
I'm trying to blend in. Kind of.
Newt. Hey. Dude. My man. Newt.
Wait, who the fuck's a Newt? Are you talking to Patrick?
He's so slick, man. He's named Newt. That's his nickname. Oh,
that's your nickname. You should have told us that, Patrick.
They call me Newt my job. Newt.
He's wriggly in the water, man.
Oh, what do you do? I mean, it doesn't fucking matter, but...
No, none of it matters anymore.
That's true.
I talk to aliens for NASA. Excuse
me, sir. Oh. I'm talking to my friend.
Anyways.
Sorry, old man.
Anyways, I have to catch up.
Push, Lance.
He what?
He gives you a playful push. Like, it's like...
Oh, God.
Like,
he what?
He gives you a playful push. He says, excuse me, because Full House is big right now, and gives you a playful push.
He stares daggers into his eyes. He's just like, doesn't say a word.
I love my emotion dice.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, those are red.
He leans in for a kiss. he's like, his like lock eyes, you look fucking pissed, and he's got like a goofy grin and swaying, and then he tries to kiss you.
I just grab his lips super hard. Just pinch his lips.
What?
And you see, this sets off everyone in the room laughing. Even Ramona's laughing now, and she's still just like licking the card and laughing.
Have you ever kissed a Russian?
And he's shaking his head. And then he like stops and he's like, and then he kind of nods.
I Frenched a Russian in 0G.
He gives you a thumbs up.
Get out of my face.
And he does a move where he just throws him like fucking without any effort.
He falls back and he's laughing his ass off. And everybody's laughing now. Newt, roll another alertness.
No, 84, I fail.
Yeah. You notice Ramona is almost seizing with laughter. She seems like she's in a fit, almost, kind of. And actually, Jimbo goes over by her and like kind of like pats her back.
Yeah, like she's too messed up and
Newt.
Yeah.
Distract him.
Freaking out.
Distract him.
He and then while Jimbo's away from the materials, Lance goes over and sees if he can gather any materials that will be good for his rocket crafting from Jimbo's pile of weird shit.
Can I get you a glass of something, darling, of water? And I like look up to Jimbo to see like, do you need help? Do you want me to get some water or some food?
You look to Jimbo and she grabs your arm. And is like squeezing real fucking hard now, like drawing blood with her nails a little bit and Jesus. Still laughing. And she takes the black card that she's been licking that has like black dripping off of it and slips it into your coat pocket.
Ew.
Oh.
And she's like, that's your card. That's your card for the night.
Thank you.
The rest of the world.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I've never seen anyone do that.
Thank you. That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Roll a Lance craft roll rockets. Craft rockets to see if you find anything useful to your craft of rockets.
70 over 50. Damn it.
So you grab a couple things. You just pick up a couple random objects. Nobody seems to notice. They're all in their cups and busy.
Some like circuit boards, maybe something like you could use as like an electric fuse, some wires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's useful things, but you just kind of grab them at random because it's a bunch of ripped up household electronics.
All right, Newt, let's get the fuck out of here, man.
All right, spaceman, I'm coming with you. Off we go.
You guys hop up and everybody in the room is laughing. Oh, sorry.
I keep laughing with them as I leave. I laugh out the door all the way.
And yeah, you guys hear the music just turn up as you leave. And it seems like maybe a dance party is starting as you walk out. And then
you okay, man?
I'm fine. Thank you. Appreciate
it. You feel this cold card against your chest, like a wet card. And
yeah,
you almost like maybe just like it just feels like it moves a little.
Yeah, I'm gonna take off my jacket.
That's just smart. I know, just sling it over your shoulder or drop it.
It's kind of hold it out and look at it. Can I do an occult on my jacket or?
No, it's just a jacket.
I mean, with the card, like the card in it, can I look and see if it's like fizzling?
Do you want to take it out?
No, I'm not touching that shit.
Sure
I felt weird, and she licked it. It's gross.
Okay, it's gross. So you take off your coat. You look. The coat looks normal.
Uh huh.
Do you want to just sling it over your shoulder or you drop
it on
the ground?
Yeah, I'm...
Things got a little steamy in there, Newt.
It sure did. I throw it over my shoulder and kind of cringe, and I might be dropping it soon, but I'll keep it for now.
And we will cut
Let's
there.
Go to the kitchen. Let's go to the kitchen. I need to get some Sterno.
Sure, let's get some grub, Lance. You've been weird tonight. Just wanted to say that.
I've always been this way.
Backtracking down the hallway after the other two, while Bat Dance switches to 1999, and we'll pick it up here next time.
Next time.
Playing with Madness is released every Wednesday on your podcast app of choice. For more from us, visit Playing with Madness Podcast on Instagram or contact us at playingwithmadnesspodcast@gmail.com. Also visit r/playingwithmadness and consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/playingwithmadness. Please rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps. Thanks!
Sterno is the, like, jelly that they use to, like, heat stuff. Yeah,
totally.
Solid fuel. You got a lot camping.
Yeah,
I did on the PCT, staring at cans.
Oh yeah,
cool. This has been
very
weird.
Fun. Yeah. I'm loving it.
And we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that cranked up better this time.